Kia ora and welcome back to the show.
Sorry, just snorted.
Sorry, we're giggling here. Hello, welcome back. I'm very excited to have in the studio with me right now the wonderful Phoebe Vick.
Good morning. Good morning, Morena.
How are you?
Good. I'm glad you told me to like grab the microphone to talk into.
Yeah, well, I was just like, where the fuck's the mic? Oh, it's in the corner.
I should probably use that, eh?
Just for context for our listeners, the mics are on, they kind of like pivot, so they move around a lot, and you can kind of just tuck them away. And it's quite dark in here as well, like, you can't see much. Anyway, you have a new single out.
I do indeed.
Closure.
Yes, I know, it sounds quite ominous, doesn't it? Yeah, it came out last night, or just the very early this morning. It's my second single that I've released in the last sort of 6 months, mm-hmm. So
tell us a bit about it. What's the inspiration?
Okay. So it's quite a heavy topic. I'll just put a little, like, just wake everyone, I guess, feels quite heavy for a morning thing. But essentially, it's a trigger warning for everybody. I was sexually assaulted about a long time ago now, and kind of came to the realization that that's what it was in the last sort of 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And that was 2 years to a year and a half ago. And at the time, my producer, my best mate, Emily, and I, we were writing music, and I walked into a session and went, right, okay, I want to write about this. And so that's what the song is about. And it feels really wild to actually say that really publicly.
Yeah, well,
first of all, and I realize it's first thing in the morning, so
wake up everyone, I guess. I'm sorry that happened to you, but you know, Shane, thank you for, you know, finding a way to share your experience. I think that's really important.
Thank you.
To kind of talk about these things, and I know I can't imagine that's easy. But how did kind of, Was it therapeutic, sort of, in a way?
Yeah. I mean, the title of the song initially came from a line, which was like, is that the closure that you need? But the actual song itself is kind of closure for me. I guess, cliche as it sounds, I use music as a way to process things. Felt like something I really wanted to talk about, because obviously, I'm not the only person, unfortunately, that's experienced something like this. Mm. And particularly when it happens within a relationship, which I was at the time when it occurred, that's also a really common thing. I guess I wanted to write something that, talks to my experience, but also so people don't feel, like, I guess, feel seen or don't feel alone. And
thank you so much, and it's so cool of you to write the song, and it is a stunning song as
thank
well.
Thank you very much.
And I do have a few questions about it, mainly because I can't make music to save my life. So I think what's best is we'll play it for the audience now, because I want to get it on the waves, you know, the radio waves, and I'll come back and basically ask, how the hell do you make a song like this?
Great. Sounds good. Good question.
So, anyway, for our listeners out there, here is Closure by Phoebe Vick. Enjoy.
Through your head. When you see me now, call me a friend. Is that the closure that you need? Does that make you feel better? Remember now, how you gave me your apology, some kind of sorry through a computer screen, supposed to make me feel better, 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 better. I feel the heat of shame on my shoulders, carried the blame I'll never get over. Overcompensating it, written all on your guilty face, and I don't have the time for talking it over. Don't lose your breath or say you're grown up, 'cause you were the adult and I was so weak. Lying in the dark, press the version of me that you'd want. Push the guilt to slip between. 'Cause no one likes a quitter, but it's clearer now how you always held the upper hand. Would be profound if it wasn't so sad. It just leaves me bitter. Shame on my shoulders, carry the blame, I'll never get over. And now you're overcompensating it, written all on your guilty face. And I don't have the time for talking it over. Don't lose your breath or say you're grown up, 'cause you with the adult and I'm so weak.
Well, round of applause for that one.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
What a stunning song.
Thank you so much.
And it's made because it's a heavy topic, as we've kind of established.
Yeah.
But there is like an upbeatness to that song as well.
It's still a pop song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I kind of like this idea of, I know that pop might kind of rub out of you the wrong way a tiny bit, but I would call myself an indie alt pop artist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing about, I guess, that kind of like, I'm really interested in trying to unpack complex ideas within a pop, that kind of formula.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it becomes immediately more accessible to more people.
Absolutely,
so
totally.
So that's kind of my vibe, and Emily, who I wrote this with, who's a very clever producer.
Shout out to Emily.
Yeah, shout out to Emily Browning, also an amazing musician in her own right.
Mm.
She's really clever at being able to kind of like, so I'd sit down and start like putting in said, I feel like there's a synth line. I want kind of this like, and she's like, great, okay, and sit down and kind of build a loop. And then, I don't know, we spent time building this, like, I don't know, a couple hours smashing out all these different kind of sonic sounds.
Yeah,
like, what about
right.
this and this and this?
Yeah.
And I came back this day and she's like, oh, I've kind of done this. And then she's sort of like arranged bits and pieces, and then we just kind of keep building on it from there.
That kind of answers one of my questions, really.
I kind of segued it.
No, I loved it, because when I first listened to that song, there were points in it I kind of noticed, like, wow, there are like quite a lot of layers here. Like, there are a lot of different sounds like intertwining amongst each other.
Yeah.
How do you like discover you want that, you know? Like, when you're coming up with a song, do you know each individual like effect and sound you want, or is it like a discovery thing?
I think it's a bit of both. I go in having a sense of kind of like, this is what I want to talk about, and this is sort of the initial idea I have. And then as we go through, and we might take references from my other songs that we like, or other artists that we like. But obviously it's always going to manifest as how you interpret that sound, so it's never going to be the same. So then I guess as we went along, it was like, oh, we like this and this. And I think for us, when we write music together, we're chasing the things that spark something exciting in us. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I knew with this song, I'm really big on like a story. So I guess because I've worked as an actor, so I draw on lots of that inspiration.
Oh, yes.
Like
okay.
My storytelling kind of thing. But I like to have, I kind of have an overarching idea of what the story of the song is, and so sonically we try and paint that together.
Yeah.
I hope I'm making sense. I think I am.
No, I think you've articulated that really well for like quite a hard thing to explain. Like it's sort of instinctive in a way, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And I also, I'm very good at like, this is the vision, and Emily's, her instincts are really sharp and her ears are really good.
Yeah,
so
she'll
be like, okay, it needs this and this and this. And then I'm sitting there and I go, right, we need more of that, or this part needs to kind of like swoop down, or this bit needs to feel really, like there's a part in the song where it goes, and I said that needs to feel like it kind of comes out of nowhere and it sort of smashes people in the face. She's like,
right,
okay.
Wow.
And then she goes, how do I do that?
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of like, we're intertwined and all over it and that kind of thing, yeah.
So this is from Strange Rituals.
Yes, which I haven't announced yet.
Oh, that's from nowhere. This is just one song.
Yes. But this is a great time to say that, yes, I have an EP coming out. It's called Strange Rituals, and this is the second single off that EP, which I will release later this year at some point.
Oh, so do you have a date yet? Or?
I have no date yet.
That's all right.
For the EP.
That's
but,
okay.
I've just released a music video at the same time, obviously, as this single that I put out.
So where can people watch that?
Okay, well, it's on YouTube.
Great.
So if you go to my Instagram, which is hey.phoebevic, phoebevic, you'll find there's a little link in my bio which has all of the places you can stream it, buy it, and where you can watch the video.
Cool.
Which I made with a group of my mates, more notably Caleb McDonald was a DOP, and then my mate Tom Eason helped to devise the movement in the video. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out now.
You
I'm
should.
So
it was shot at Coca, so shout out to
Coca
Gallery.
Coca.
Yeah, they were very grateful. I was very grateful we got to use that big upstairs space.
Yeah, wow. Oh, my God, go to them. Thanks, guys. Well, Phoebe, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for sharing your story, and it's so valuable and so special, and I hope, you know, others out there who have unfortunately experienced similar things can, you know, heal and process.
Thanks.
With this beautiful music. So thank you so much.
I just have one thing to add before I
go.
Which is for the first week of release, this song is on Bandcamp. If you buy it, I'm donating all the profits that I received from those sales to Aviva, which is an Ōtautahi-based organisation. They help survivors and families, support them who have survived sexual assault and sexual violence. So, yeah, if you want to donate to them, then you can go and buy that single.
That's fantastic. Like, that is so generous and such a fantastic thing to do. So thank you. So go to Bandcamp right now, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Look for Phoebe Vic and buy Closure. Come back at any time, please.
I shall. I have to come back when the EP comes out.
Fantastic. What EP? I don't know what you're talking about.